You specialize in prostate cancer. How have you applied the things you've learned to caring for older males with prostate disease, prostate cancer in particular?
So in my own practice, I've applied some of these principles in a number of ways. The first is that we have actually used some of these tools that we've been talking about in these populations to have a better handle on how people are feeling between visits. That's been very effective for communication, so that when a patient comes into the clinic and sees one of us, rather than starting at the beginning and screening and talking about all their symptoms, we can say, oh, you know, Mr. Smith, I see here from your form that since I saw you last, you've been having worsening pain and worsening nausea. I also see that you've been trying the following measures for it. You know, tell me, how's that going? And that jumps us far ahead and makes our encounter more efficient. A second way is that I think myself as a provider, I've really tried to focus more on how people are feeling, realizing that we miss so much of how people are feeling. So I really try to engage. A third way is that I work very closely with a nurse navigator. And there's a lot of interest nationally in nurses who focus on how people are doing at home. And the nurse navigator I work with has very close interaction with the patients in my practice, both at and between visits, to make sure that we understand that they understand the various components of their treatment and that we understand how they're doing.
Translating it, in other words, translating what you've said, or just another set of ears to listen to what the patient's trying to say?
Well, I think it's both. You know, for example, sometimes results of tests are mailed to patients at home, and those results are in my language, not in their language. It's often very difficult to decipher the meaning of that, and simply having somebody available to talk to patients about that can be very useful. But to your point, there's a translation about how the patients are experiencing their home life to us in the clinic, where we wouldn't otherwise be aware of that.